This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI Co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Confrontations between student protesters and police appear to be escalating on college campuses nationwide as universities have become flashpoints in the debate over the ongoing Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. Protesters were arrested today at the University of Texas at Austin, the state's flagship public university. Meanwhile, at Columbia University, officials were able to defuse another confrontation there, though the situation remains tense. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson visited the campus today to decry anti-Semitism. He called on pro-Palestinian demonstrators to be arrested and for a change in university leadership to a chorus of boos.
I am here today joining my colleagues and calling on President Shafiq to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos.
Columbia President Matt Shafiq, Columbia has been criticized by both sides for her handling of the protests. Elsewhere at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles, police moved in on hundreds of pro-Palestinian demonstrators today. Prosecutors in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York are hoping the former president and presumptive GOP nominee will be punished for allegedly violating a gag order. In Paris, Meta Bastillo explains the judge is considering 10 posts in particular.
Prosecutors asked Judge Juan Merchan to hold Trump in contempt of court and fine him $1,000 for the 10 posts they argued violated the gag order. The gag order prohibits Trump from speaking about witnesses and jurors, among others. The post showed to Merchan and the defense included comments made on Truth Social, Trump's social media platform, and his campaign website about former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen and adult film actor Stormy Daniels. Both are expected to be potential witnesses. Another post quoted a Fox News host who called the jurors, quote, liberal activists. Trump's lawyers tried to argue the posts were self-defense. Ximena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
Troubled playmaker Boeing posted a $355 million loss for the first quarter of this year. NPR's Joel Rose reports the company was forced to slow production of its jets after a door plug panel blew out in midair in January.
Boeing reported an 8% drop in revenue during the first quarter, but that was still enough to beat lowered expectations on Wall Street. Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun said in a letter to employees that Boeing is in a tough moment as it slows production of its 737 MAX jets to focus on manufacturing and quality issues. But Calhoun, who will step down at the end of the year, said he is fully confident the company will recover. Boeing says it's still in talks to acquire Spirit AeroSystems, the company that makes the fuselage for the 737 in Kansas. Boeing announced this week it will advance $425 million to Spirit as the company works to improve its manufacturing quality. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks closed mixed today. The Dow down 42 points. The Nasdaq was up 16 points. This is NPR. Another emergency transplant of a pig kidney into a human has been carried out by doctors, this time in New York. Doctors at NYU Langone Health say a New Jersey woman who was near death received the transplanted pig kidney as part of a pair of dramatic surgeries that also stabilized her failing heart. 54-year-old Lisa Pisano is only the second patient to ever receive a pig kidney. The first was transplanted last month in Boston into a male patient who's said to be faring well. China is set to send three astronauts into space tomorrow, along with some zebrafish. The crew is the latest to take a rotation in China's space station. As NPR's John Woods reports, they're expected to be up there for about half a year.
The astronauts on the Shenzhou 18 mission are all former fighter pilots born in the 1980s. They'll relieve a crew of three that's been on China's orbiting space station since late October. While in orbit, they'll conduct a range of activities, including experiments on zebrafish and aquatic plants that could help pave the way for humans to spend longer periods of time in space. They'll also install debris protection and reinforcement devices on exterior pipes, cables, and equipment. During the current mission, space debris damaged a solar panel cable and caused a partial loss of power supply capacity. The latest mission is part of an ambitious space program with hopes to put a Chinese astronaut on the moon before 2030. John Ruich, NPR News at the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center in China.
The Agriculture Department is weighing in with new nutritional standards that would limit the amount of sugar in school meals. Currently, the final rules would affect programs that serve roughly 15 million students lunch and nearly 30 million children every year. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Bombas. Bombas makes absurdly soft socks, underwear, and T-shirts. And for every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/NPR and use code NPR.